In this bulletin, people in Melbourne townhouse to self-isolate after a new COVID infection. A Tamil family to reunite in Perth's decision on visas to be made in days. And in sports, Swimming Australia's Ethics Committee meeting to discuss abusive culture. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with you. People who live in a Melbourne townhouse complex will be forced to self-isolate for up to 2 weeks after a man caught COVID-19 from a resident. The man, who tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday, caught the virus from an Arcare Maidstone worker. Victorian health authorities are trying to identify 2,000 active primary close contacts linked to coronavirus outbreaks in the state. Two new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in the past 24 hours, but both are primary close contacts of previous infections. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley is urging the public to get tested.
The reality is that we need the confidence that broad testing numbers have and targeted testing into specific areas have to make sure that we capture all of the surrounds of these outbreaks and run down their various branches. We still would like to see increased numbers if you are reflecting even the slightest of symptoms.
A decision on the future of a Tamil family being held in immigration detention on Christmas Island is expected within days. Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack says he understands work is underway to reunite the entire family in Perth. The family's youngest daughter, Tanika, remains in a Perth hospital after detention for medical treatment. Mr McCormack says Immigration Minister Alex Hawke could allow the family to stay under skilled migrant or work permits.
We will base it on the health advice, the humanitarian advice. We've been a very humanitarian government. We've made sure that we've people know that we've had clear and steadfast policies when it comes to boat arrivals.
General practitioners will now be able to administer coronavirus vaccines to aged and disability patients on home visits. Health Minister Greg Hunt says authorities have now reached 100% of aged care facilities around Australia for first doses of coronavirus vaccines. 94% of facilities have had second doses of the vaccine. Over 5 million Australians have now had at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. Mr Hunt says the expansion targets those frail and immobile individuals who are unable to leave their own homes.
It's about expanding the vaccination program, bringing it to people, and it's recognising that each year we have up to 60,000 people who come into aged care, and to ensure that there is a continuous vaccination program in our aged care facilities and in our disability facilities as those programs continue to go forward.
The federal opposition is concerned Australia is falling behind in its climate change commitments compared to other G7 nations. The world's largest economies agree to end government support for coal-fired power stations, calling its power generation the single biggest cause of green gas emissions. The joint statement from world leaders at the G7 summit didn't intend to single out Australia, but it does highlight its outsider climate stance compared to others. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Australia is becoming isolated on the issue of climate change.
What we see with the G7 is leadership from the United States, leadership from the United Kingdom, leadership from all of the world's major democratic powers, and Australia simply falling behind.
The New Zealand government will officially apologise for racist raids on Pacific people, which took place in the 1970s. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the so-called Dawn raids targeted people believed to have overstayed their visas on the basis of their ethnicity. Ms Ardern says many Pacific communities were faced with demeaning verbal and physical treatment. In sports, Swimming Australia's Ethics Committee is meeting to discuss new details of an abusive culture in the sport. The Ethics and Integrity Committee will convene after swimmer Maddie Groves made accusations of misogyny at elite levels. Groves withdrew from Australia's Olympic trials in Adelaide and claimed on social media of misogyny in the sport. An independent all-female panel will examine the swimmers' reports of degrading coaching practices. And a person is believed to have died and two people have been injured at the Finke Desert Race near Alice Springs. The injured man and woman, both in their 50s, are in a stable condition at Alice Springs. See what the weather's doing for you tomorrow across the nation. 18 degrees in Perth, showers for you. In Adelaide, showers as well, also 18. A partly cloudy day in Melbourne, 16. Cloudy and 14 for Hobart. Much the same for Canberra, with morning frost, a top of 13. Fine weather in Wollongong, 19. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. In Brisbane, sunny weather as well, 24 for you. 29 and partly cloudy in Cairns. And in Darwin, it'll be a sunny day for you, a top of 31. And if you haven't done so already, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more detailed analysis as well as special features.